with the correct amount.
Welcome to Under Fire Radio.
I'm eating a Big Mac and fries.
Do you hear that, everybody? He's eating a Big Mac and fries. Did you like your intro there?
A Big Mac and fries.
So anyway.
Tonight on Dateline, Berserk is missing. Not really, because he's just on the other side of town and can't record. Second of all, Majestic has taken his place. What will happen next?
I'm not here.
He's not.
Yes, I am.
But you said you're not.
Why would I say that?
I don't know, but anyway, you had a topic you wanted to discuss about the goats and everything.
It's one. I have two of them, actually.
About the goats?
Oh. Here in the future, it seems more and more common that women are having sex with animals. I see it on the net every day. And then, you know what trips me out is, I get emails from customers that say, hey, my wife wants more of this animal porn. I want to know, America, what is the big fascination with a woman fucking a big 3-foot-long donkey's dick? What's the fascination with that? Can I have some feedback, please?
I'm with him on this one. I don't understand. But anyway, on the side of not understanding, let's get on with the show. I have sad news, everybody. We only got one submission for the contest. That was from UT Crazy. So, I guess he's the winner, the only winner of the contest. So, let me go ahead and open this here. It's somewhat short, so I'll read it. Where is it at? There it is. Anyway, well, it finishes opening. Come on, open office. There we go. He entitled it simply, Google Answers. Many people have tried out Google Answers. It's another Google tool that has made, it's another tool Google has made to make life easier. That's one way you could think of it. Or you could think of it as we're so lazy we can't type a term in Google. We actually pay people to do simple work for us. Not even having your house cleaned or garden watered. In typing a few words and looking at or through search queries, they are not looking through some extra database that we do not have access to. The researchers doing this work are using the same tool millions upon millions of people use every single day in almost every country. You could say Google is pretty big. But let me explain it to those who have not used the tool. You basically sign up for an account on the website. You use a credit card to use the money to pay the researchers, and you type up a question. Sounds nice and easy, right? Wrong. There are far too many researchers taking the easy way out and giving stupid answers or not getting the right terms. People asking the question clarify over and over, but they still fail to answer the question. That is if the question is answered. Most of the time, the questions for only $2.50 are just disregarded. But that isn't even the main flaw in it. It's funny to see so many people wasting their money on questions that they would have took 2 minutes to find. But let's get off the negative aspects. When the system does work, the question is answered, and you pay a good price for it. Google Answers are definitely something you should check out. Aww. So anyway, UT Crazy, I will email you with your information on your voice mailbox. And you will have
one. A voice mailbox.
Yes.
Brought to you by Under Fire Radio.
Under Fire Radio, giving out free voicemail.
In a box form. So anyway, we also have a voicemail to listen to. As it opens, it was great.
Hello, this is Red Dragon. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. You ordered your fried rice and some teriyaki chicken. Would you feel like that? That is $12.99. Hello? Hello? Hello?
So they say hello a few times.
Yeah, sounds like a funny hello to me.
Yeah.
But okay, hello.
You know what I find funny, though? Is we have this nice toll-free voicemail box number now. And, I mean, the number's really not that hard to remember, but we're still getting voicemails on our long-distance one, which I find funny, but hey, you know. If you want to pay the long distance bill, don't bother me none.
I would rather dial the toll-free number from a payphone than to give out my ID.
But hey, you know, in the end, aren't we all owned in one form or another?
I'll tell you this funny story. I get this phone call from a random number I don't know anything about. And it turns out to be my co-host, my main co-host here, Shada. Surprising. Now I'm just wondering what else he has on me.
It's great, isn't it not?
Oh, look! My laptop finally opened this POS. It's got 256 megs of RAM in here. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Just ripped it off. Complete DVD rip. Beautiful. And I got it off of LimeWire Pro.
Of course, we're not condoning the downloading of movies or anything. But I'm sure you own this already, so it's okay.
Of course, I owned it back when like it first came out.
See? So, yeah. LimeWire is cool, I guess, if you like.
This is my unofficial backup of the digital copy.
It's much easier to download than to rip it by yourself. I personally hate ripping DVDs.
I agree. It takes way too long and way too much hard drive space.
I agree. I have ripped 2 DVDs in my time, and I don't think I'll ever do it again.
On that subject, I'm hearing rumors about the kid that broke the DVD copying codes. I hear he's on to another project, or he's busted for another project. One of my friends at work told me that he was working on something else, so I'm kind of anxious to know if anybody out there has heard anything about it or anything in the MPAA or the RIAA scene, since I am like a big P2P fan, or if anybody found like a steady supply of BitTorrent sites that are actually active.
Well, I at one time did have a list of BitTorrent sites, but have since then stopped using it for a lack of time to use it. So, if I can find the link to it, I'll send it to you. But anyway, so to get on with the show in a more normal manner for a second, I'm going to get some news done. I thought this was kind of interesting. The title of the article, which is from the New York Times, is called The Next Frontier, Telephones for Toddlers. in France, on April 17th, I guess that's today, when a toddler wails sore to a piercing volume, do you shake the baby rattle or dangle mobile phones? At the dawn of mobile television, an unlikely group of entertainment companies is betting on the phone as a high-tech pacifier. The target customers are children who may be incapable of coherent telephone conversation, but will cuddle with a portable phone to watch Ernie deliver an ode to his chubby rubber ducky. All the giants in children's entertainment are rushing to develop programming that fits in a pocket and lasts about as long as a child's first steps. Disney and Warner Brothers are both developing Mobitoons for the 3G or third generation portable phones that can double as a mini television. The creator of Teletubbies, Ann Wood, is striking alliances with global broadcasters like the BBC and is searching for 9 more international partners to create Trongis, a children's show designed to be distributed on television, telephones, game handsets, and the web. On the French Riviera last week, television executives from around the world crowded into a standing-room-only mobile television seminar to gaze at a giant screen view of the late singer Ray Charles serenading Sesame Street's Ernie from the frame of a mobile phone. So, yeah, this is another use of the new, well, not really new, but the movies on phone thing, which I seem to recall seeing a commercial the other day for a, it might not have been a commercial, maybe just an ad online or something, for a phone that had broadband quality video on it. Have you heard anything about that?
A broadband quality phone?
Yeah, had broadband quality video apparently, or so it claims.
I would definitely have to play with it to see it to actually believe it, because the stuff I get on my phone lags forever. It takes forever and a day to pull up an image.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and you know, let's say you're watching a like 2-minute video or music video, you know, that they claim you can watch broadband quality music videos and such on there. Last time I recall, cell phones didn't quite go for the broadband speed. So it's going to take quite a while to download such a high quality, you know, video. We're talking 128K at least.
Having any C phone and goes along with AT&T Go phone. It's a high definition. I mean, it's got great colors. It's got a nice size screen, but as far as broadband, hell no. The thing is slower than a Commodore.
Which is pretty slow if you don't know what that is.
Commodore, wow.
Commodore 64. I've only used an emulator of that. I've never actually got to see or touch the real thing.
Well, you can still find them around, though. I know my buddy found one at a Salvation Army, and he picked it up as quick as he possibly could.
Cough, cough. So, yeah, I've been meaning to try and go to some thrift stores lately. I love those places. They're cheap, and they have somewhat good stuff. Like, I have this nice computer I'm using as a table right now that I got at a thrift shop. That was nice. So, it works well. What else? I wanted to read this article. Hold on. Let me bring it up. Google Maps give fresh perspective. The search engine giant now provides satellite images of many locations in the U.S. and Canada. Users need only type in a postcode and a photo from space of that location is then shown. It has prompted some users to compile a gallery of the more interesting results, while another has used photos in association with photo sharing site Flickr, F-L-I-C-K-R, to give a guide to his childhood. The satellite maps are provided by digital map maker Keyhole Corporation, which was bought by Google last year. At the moment, Google only offers satellite images of locations in the U.S., but Keyhole has data for the whole globe, so the service could be rolled out for other countries. While satellite images have been commercially available for some time, the cost has put the photos out of reach for most individuals. Satellite imaging from EarthSat sells photos which can cost about $22 per square kilometer, with a minimum purchase of 25 square kilometers. The detail in some of the Google photos is impressive. Putting zoom at the highest level lets you pick out individual houses and even cars. Almost any address has a satellite photo version, but Keyhole has tried to calm privacy fears by pointing out the photos are at least 6 months old. One website has begun to compile links of photographs of some of the most famous and unusual locations in the U.S. Football stadiums, nuclear plants, Air Force bases, and even the fabled Area 51 are among the locations to have satellite photos. Another user, Matt something, has used the maps in conjunction with photo sharing tool Flickr to give people a potted guide to his childhood in Yorba Linda near L.A. in California. Hawkey, I believe that the name a minute ago was, a director at copyright organization Creative Commons, has used a satellite photo of where he used to live and added annotated notes so that people can follow incidents in his youth at the precise location they happened. The house where he was born, the childhood homes of his friends and past girlfriends, the route of his paper round, and where he met his wife for the first time are all shown along with accompanying notes. So yeah, put your zip code in Google and you can now see satellite image. And in fact, I'm going to do that right now, just because I have nothing better to do.
You know, this brings up a big security risk. Yeah, I mean, if you ask me, as soon as you said it, it brought alarms to my head. It was like, Now, if Google's offering this, what the hell is the government doing? What is Big Brother up to now? I mean, they've got to have something way better than what Google's offering. And this was back in 96, 97. We heard, I was living in Portland, Oregon, and we talked to a fanatic guy that kept saying, oh, they've got satellites that can see a Zippo lighter, and if it's got an image on it, they can read it. That was back in 96. So I'm wondering what he's probably starting out now. And now that Google's offering, like, zip code maps and all sorts of stuff there, I mean, what's next? What's going to stop the invasion of privacy now?
I have a feeling there's not going to be much that's going to stop it from now. I know a while back, I guess it was a good 5 years ago. I remember Microsoft had their satellite thing up, but I can't for the life of me think of what it was called. But it sucked. Everything was in, like, black and white and everything, and the pictures were not very good at all. But I'm looking at the sample pictures they have on this article, and these are not low-quality pictures. So, if I can get this to work here, we will see just how good quality this is.
So maybe Google lied. Maybe you cannot get a clear and accurate picture of the girl next door looking through the window, seeing her enormous jugs, if that's what you're looking for.
Uh-oh. I think my internet got kicked off. I've been booted.
You have been booted off of Google?
No, off of the interweb.
Oh, you got owned.
I did. It's not working.
Oh, no.
Maybe, wait, hold on. Please tell me this is still working. Please. Maybe, yes, hopefully. I have to sneeze. No, not good.
Okay, anyway. I hate to say it, but we're going to have to go to dial-up.
Oh, thank God, my Linux box still works. My Windows, however, does not. Maybe just the wireless router went down.
Well, that's Windows for you, folks.
Yeah. Not that you would know much different.
Are you insinuating something there, Shada?
I would never insinuate. Never, never.
Let's see, I just downloaded a distro of Linspire. I got Linspire's live 4.5.603 and the... or 602 for the live and 603 for the full version. I downloaded all sorts of nice little stuff for Linux, and I'm thinking about running it, because I have it all right here in front of me.
Which I would like to be downloading. I have the same thing downloading, but it's at 88%, and all of a sudden, you know, since it's on my Windows box, because that's the one with the CD burner and all, I can't do anything now. Gosh darn it. Jesus Louise. Anyway.
Ask Jeeves anything. Jeeves, will I be a millionaire? Fuck no, you're a liar.
Give me a zip code.
Bong. We need a sound of, like, sound effect board.
I would love to have one of those, but they're, like, expensive as hell.
Just go on to a P2P and find one.
Oh, yeah. I can't find any of these pictures. I'm putting my zip code in and zip codes around here and such, and maybe it lied, because I'm not seeing any of these pictures. A postcode, that's the zip code, right?
Postal code? No, that's... Yeah, it's a zip code, yeah. Your postal code, yeah.
Yeah. I thought so. Stop it, you stupid computer. Freaking Windows. Show map of area code 863, maybe? No, this is Southwest. Yes, I live in the 863 area code, people. Not that that's a really small area or anything. Gosh darn it. This is bothering me. I can't get it to work. Anyway, I'm on to the next subject. So, I was talking to somebody at my place of occupation today, and this came up out of my head. Does anybody know... Okay. Anyway. I'll start out with my little story. Hey, my name is Beck. Anyway, I have absolutely no credit whatsoever. Nothing. I can't even get approved for, like, little store credit cards. Nothing. I can't do a damn thing. Nothing. So, I was thinking about it, talking to somebody at work about it, and I thought to myself, you know, there is no way that they're going to have all these hundreds and thousands and millions of businesses that use credit all linked up to each other in order to check credit reports. There has to be one central storage unit somewhere. And I was curious to know if anybody knew what that was. Because I see that as a potential hazard as far as social engineering and hacking and freaking and everything goes. Majestic, would you have any idea?
As far as storage facilities or...
Or just, like, I would think it would have to be, like, one, not necessarily, like, one place, but, like, one company that holds all the records that are, like, a company that's, like, controlling the world, you know? If somebody controls the credit.
You're saying you have no credit whatsoever, so you can't get any kind of little loans from a department store to get your little cologne or a pair of boxer shorts or anything.
Well, I'm trying to get, like, a small limited credit card so I could, you know, use it once, then cancel it. So
well,
I could have credit.
What I thought about doing was, basically, how about you do this? You go to Radio Shack, you pick up a prepaid credit card, you put it in your name, you attach your social security number to it, you might be able to go and buy items with it, or with a credit card, you can open a bank account.
Well, I have the account, and I have my debit card and everything, but, I mean, like, right now, I'm just curious, is there a central database for this kind of stuff, you know? Just to pose a question.
Well, TransUnion, Equifax, and them, they're the major credit reporting agencies, so, I would start with them. Find out, you might be able to talk to them, and they might be giving you some information on how to establish credit or how to fix credit.
Well, I'm not really worried about establishing credit with this question. I'm just, like, overall, I'm just curious if there is, like, a central place where they keep everybody's data, like, a database of everybody's credit records. Because if there is, I see that as a potential controlling this entire country spot. Like, because if you control somebody's credit, you control them and what they can do.
Well, that basically is the only thing I can think of is, like, Equifax and the credit reporting agencies. Other than that, I don't know any other bureaus that really hold information like that besides, like, financial, like, banks or the IRS even.
I have no idea. I'll look into this. If anybody knows, go ahead and email us at underfireradio.com. So I'm curious to know.
You might want to talk to Lucky 225, because he's pretty big into like keeping his social security number separate, his ID separate. He might know about the subject a little better than I do. I don't really study credit and things like that.
I'll have to email him and ask.
I know he does a lot with Social Security, I guess.
Yeah, from what I understand, he got a credit card with no Social Security number, which I didn't even know.
Yeah,
he lost until he did that.
That impressed me. I mean, even nowadays, I have a prepaid credit card without a Social Security number on it, but it's not a real credit card. I mean, it's like a debit card type. So to get a regular credit card without a Social Security number, whoever issued it to him is crazy.
Well, from what I understand, whatever company it was, Visa or whatever, I don't know. Like, there's some law, I don't know if it's just California or what, but there's some law that you don't have, or that you can't require a Social Security number.
Well, I'm going to California to pick up a couple credit cards, then. I'm going to hop in the boat and let's go. After DEF CON, we'll hit California for about a week, get a couple credit cards, and go. Yeah, my name is Kane Ryan Marlowe. My nickname is Tron. Social Security number is beep.
In fact, I think I have his last known doc somewhere around here on my computer.
Man, I've got his complete docs.
Well, not his complete ones, I know, but the last known that I know of, at least. Of course, I haven't heard anything from him in a long time, so.
And let's hope we never hear anything from him ever again. He's one person I could really, really deal not to hear from. I mean, it's one thing to hear, like, little idiots on a party line or something, but to hear Tron constantly every day coming into a room, you have no skills, baby. I've been calling your phone since you were in diapers. Shut up, kid. I mean, come on. What's the point, Tron? I mean, and to the general public listening to this show, I've heard Tron's normal voice. Laner Joe, of all people, introduced me to Tron in his normal voice. He sounds like a normal guy. I kid you not, I'm not lying. He was talking like a normal person, and I was listening on three-way the whole time. I was impressed. This was amazing. So I do tell you people, Tron can be normal. He just chooses not to be. I'm not kidding at all, whatsoever. I should have got a recording, but I had a Sprint phone back then.
I wonder if I have it still.
What's that?
About a week ago, I forgot to put it on last week's episode, I was at Walmart with my girlfriend, and we found this Barbie toy, DJ Barbie. She was like a DJ-er thing. She was it's like, I'm DJ Barbie, and this is da-da-da-da-da, and she started DJing. It was great. I recorded it on my phone.
Being an amateur DJ over here in Detroit, I have to have a DJ Barbie.
It was awesome. I'll have to buy one and send it to you. It was on clearance.
Oh, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
I am impressed.
You know those things are worth so much nowadays.
Barbie in general, man. Barbie went boom. She blew up in the scene. Barbie,
oh, yeah.
I remember when Barbie was like, the only things that moved on her was her head. And that was like when she first came out. And then they had to get gay and make a Ken doll.
Well,
I mean, we didn't need a Ken doll. You know, when I was that young, I was content looking at Barbie without her shirt on. Of course,
you're
you
a little
know, pervert.
Pervert
back then. And now I'm like the porn king because I download too much porn.
Well, I don't know if you download as much as Minion.
And you can, okay, ask the Geek Love Radio crew how much porn I've shown them in the last couple months.
I'll ask them.
I'm sure they'll tell you I've given them multiple passwords to almost every site I come across.
You hacker.
I mean, well, my main goal is to actually get a huge desktop array set up with so much hard drive space. I'd like to have a standalone version of members.deluxepass.com, one of the biggest porn sites in the world. And I'd just like to have it set up, throw it on a DSL somewhere, and just let people download porn.
Woohoo.
What do you mean?
What?
Wait, I mean, Deluxe Pass is like, it's got so much porn on there. It's all different categories of porn. It's got black porn, white porn, mixed porn, gray porn, gay porn, pig porn. It's got everything on there. It's got ugly porn, porn star porn. It's got B porn. It's just porn. It's got every single kind of porn. And what is it? It's a community of porn sites like QMOV and, I think Exploited Black Teens might be on there, and Cum Fiesta, I think, is on there. It's just a network of all these porn sites put together. You have one single password, and it works on all these internal sites as long as you sign up with Deluxe Pass and give you that membership. And it's terrific. I mean, all their porn is in the VidX format, AVI. You will find some MPEGs on there, but it's really crystal clear porn. So I'd like to get a standalone of the whole entire archive that they have, which is something like, I don't know, 6 or 7 terabytes.
If Google keeps upping their email account service, you could just host it off there.
Yeah, I'll just set up one huge Google email server. This porn site brought to you by Google Email. Search, don't destroy.
Oh yeah, you wanted to pimp your website. So,
oh yes. Due to the lack of Berserk being here, I wish he could. I'd just like to thank him for bringing me on board to the telcosource.net project. It's a project that I'm really enthusiastic about. It's basically a website devoted strictly to telco documents, like PDFs, docs, anything. Anything you can find about phones, freaking everything. And so far I've got information on DMS, the whole entire DMS family up there. I've got PDFs from Verizon. I've got stuff up there from Sprint. I've got stuff up there from basically everything. Everything and anything. And I'm just going to continue to load you guys up with so much stuff on there. Currently you can see my site that I put on to TelcoSource project at majestic.telcosource.net. And basically, if there's anything you want to see on there, let me know, and I will go find it. Currently, I downloaded a bunch of Verizon Wireless cell phone manuals. I think I have most every cell phone they've ever made on there. I have some Nextel cell phone manuals on there, and I'm looking for everything. So if you have anything you want to submit, and for those that were interested, all the SBC test codes are on there in PDF formats. So go get them. You know, it won't last forever, I'm sure, but while they're there, you might as well grab them.
Keep the internet alive. So yeah,
and back to Shada.
And back to me. So anyway, I had something else I wanted to talk about. I would read more news articles, but my location of them is kind of down right now, so I can't. So let's see here. I can talk about something else though. And as you know, specific as that is, I'm going to need some help here. If I could remember what it was, that would be great. I really should keep notes. You know what? I'm just going to look through my little notebook I keep and see if there's anything interesting in there. No. Not on that page. No. Another contest nobody ever participated in. Go figure. Let's see here. You know what? I just decided I'm going to keep the contest open for one more week just to see how many people write in and give us information of some sort. So, remember, it's an article on either Google or Internet Radio, what it is today and where it's going tomorrow. So, an article, it doesn't have to be that long on either one. Just send it to email@underfireradio.com. And you will get a voicemail box if you're one of the first five. And we already have one, so send us an email, and I'll see what I can do. Anyway, let's see here.
Sounds like a good deal to me. I mean,
it's a toll-free number, so, I mean, come on. Write a little, you know, half a page article, and you got a voicemail box. That's it.
Well, you're all lost. I'm writing mine right now while I'm sitting here talking on the show.
let's see. I got phone scan.
I'll just leave it on your voicemail.
That works too. Yes, you could call and leave it on the voicemail if you really want to. I probably won't listen to the whole thing, but hey, you'll get a voicemail anyway. There's really nothing in here. No, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I am out of topics. Did you have anything else you want to talk about?
Basically, I'm kind of worried about the community we have going with BinRev, with Not to Recite Bell's Mind, with Doug TV, Default Radio. I don't hear as many people talking about these subjects. I don't see many submissions coming in. I don't see a lot of people talking about scanning. I'm just wondering, why did everyone just drop off the face of the world? I mean, is it because people got arrested, or are people scared of people? I don't know. I'd like to know. But Bell's Mind is always open for conferencing, and you should all know the number, because, I mean, if you're anywhere connected to the community, you'll know where Bell's Mind is. But, you know, I'd just like to get back into the habit of talking to people on the chat lines or the conferences, the bridges, or wherever. Because, I mean, information is just sitting here. It's not going anywhere anymore. Everyone's scared to talk. So maybe we can all just hop on Bell's Mind and talk again, or another conference somewhere. I don't think we should be scared all the time.
I'm with you on this one. I, too, have noticed the lack of anything going on. So I jumped in there and I did a few things. I'm still doing some stuff. Some of which I'm not going to really mention just because I don't feel like delving into it. Nothing really bad. Well, nothing bad at all. But I did currently have some people abusing something that I gave out there a little bit. So I had to take that right away from some people. So,
that kind of disappointed me. I don't understand why somebody would break trust like that.
I don't either, but, you know, it is now only going out to those who I trust explicitly, so.
Well, no wonder I didn't get a password.
Hey, I get online sometimes and you'll know.
Uh-huh. Hey. The last one you gave me didn't work.
Hey, that's because you had it wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, wow, I need to clear my computer.
I haven't even been drinking yet.
No, you see, Majestic has been good about this, so. Let's see here. One of my friends found a disc with the very first program I ever made, which I guess is really the only program I've ever made. He gave that to me the other day. So it's called Slothagotchi. So I did it in Visual Basic a while ago. So I'm going to put it on the website and let you guys check that out. That's cool. So yeah, it's very leet. And I don't know if I mentioned last week. There's new pictures up in the gallery. So gallery.underfireradio.com. Check that out.
If this program doesn't give me access to free porn sites, I don't know if I can use it.
It has free access to a, or what looks like a sloth humping a tree. Does that count?
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
I'll use it.
Good. I know you're into that kind of thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm into anything and everything except that gay stuff.
Well,
I don't know. People buy it. As long as people keep giving me money, I will keep giving them porn.
But yeah, so let's see here. I don't know. I honestly have nothing else to talk about. If anybody else can get this Google thing to work with the satellite pictures, because I can't figure it out over here, let me know. Email me at email at underfireradio.com and let us know. If you want to talk about anything, you want to complain about the show, complain about this episode, rant on how much you hate Majestic, how much you hate me, how much you hate Berserk, even though he's not here, rant about how much Berserk sucks on the show.
How could you dare talk about someone behind their backs?
I don't know. Behind their backs, that just wouldn't work. I don't think
behind
I've ever heard of anybody doing that.
How could you talk shit about somebody when they're not on the phone in the conference?
Oh, I don't know. That would just be crazy, wouldn't it, there?
Well, I don't know. You just opened the invite.
Hey. Anyway, if you want to rant about anything, I don't care. Email us. Email at underfireradio.com. Majestic, do you have an email you'd like to give out if anybody wants to contact you about Telco Source or whatever?
It's on my website. It's majestic4826@gmail.com. I got majestic4826.blogspot.com. Got a couple little things on the blog. Basically, I'm going to set up an IRC channel for the thing. Basic shit, but I'm going to have a forum up for my sections. I'm going to have, like I said, the channel up. Just going to have it rolling, man. That's it.
Awesome. So, yeah, check out telcosource.net for a lot of good telco source information. Majestic.telcosource.net for his stuff, which seems to be very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll definitely be able to use it.
Yeah. And check out underfireradio.com. I hear that's a good website.
I heard it sucked.
I don't know. I heard it was pretty good.
Only time will see.
Yeah. Support P2P. Do that.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely support P2P.
Most definitely. Go to EFF.org and donate money. In fact, I think I'm going to do that right now, actually. EFF.org. It's .org, right? Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah. Help out. Donate to EFF. Yeah, people, seriously, download to EFF. Support them. If you don't know who they are, they are the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Basically, every right you have in your electronic age is upheld and defended by them as best that can be. So, for any electronic rights you have right now, thank them, pretty much. There have been other people, but for the most part, they are the people who keep electronics and everything else going. So seriously, donate $5-$10, you know, it's not going to hurt you that bad.
No, it's actually going to help you, because if the government gets their way, if the legislature gets their way, any files will not only be illegal, it'll be a grounds for, I guess, what they want to do, the Patriot Act. Because, I guess you're giving away files that might contain hidden messages now. You know, all this little Taliban crap. But we definitely need to support all forms.
to be BitTorrent sites, the web-based stuff, people just putting stuff up on websites, anything. Anything that shares is a good thing for us. Without P2P, without sharing, without a community like we have, information wouldn't go anywhere. It'd be stuck in a book sitting on a telco shelf somewhere because someone didn't have the balls to go to a copy or scan it and then put it on the net. We wouldn't have PDFs.
And that would be bad. Because think about how many PDFs you look at a week. I mean, lately mine has been severely cut back because of like extreme time restrictions. But back when I had a little more free time, when I wasn't doing like absolutely everything full time, I read a good one or two PDFs a day. And I'm not talking about like little short ones either. These were, I don't know, like 6, 7, 8 page essays from people. Just every now and then I'd read a book about stuff, manuals, you know. Read some manuals, seriously. Manuals are good things to read. They're very informative. But anyway, yeah, seriously, support EFF.org. They've got, I'm looking here, they have all sorts of different stuff you can buy from them. I mean, you don't just have to donate money, you can buy stuff from them. Like, you can buy a hat, shirts, stickers, a decoder ring. Ooh. And I mean, it's all decent price, too. I mean, you've got $20 for a shirt, which, I mean, you're going to spend about that much anyway in the store. And this is EFF, you know, shows what you stand up for. And you got stickers, a 3-pack of stickers for $2. That's great. And these are not small stickers. They're like 7.5 by 3¾. They're like, you know, bumper size stickers.
You just brought it back to me, but speaking of merchandise and supporting, there's a couple of people on the scene doing some cool stuff. I mean, Stank Dog's actually putting out some stuff for Bin Rev and Bin Rev Radio. He's got t-shirts out. He's got, he's giving away a package of, you can get Binary Revolution magazines and stickers and mystery items, shirts and stuff. And it all goes towards him printing out the magazine. I mean, I doubt he just puts the money in his pocket and says, you know, well, screw the reader. I mean, I've seen him put out some magazines, so I know he's doing something with his money. And then you have a lot of people on the scene trying to get projects going for the free community, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats. The Default Radio crew, you got Cessna trying to make t-shirts for Default Radio, which I would love to see like 100 people wearing shirts. And, you know, if people could pitch in, that would help out. I mean, talk to Cessna. I mean, you all know him. He's a cool guy. You've probably talked to him on Bridges many, many times. Get a hold of him and tell him, you know, you'd like a t-shirt or two. I mean, you're not only supporting Default Radio, you're supporting the whole, everyone that backs that whole entire website, the show. You're backing Decoder. And he needs as much support as we can give him. Because he's no longer even with us in the scene. But, you know, shout to Decoder, because, I mean, he'll be out soon. I'm looking for him to come home. I mean, shit. Support your scene, man. Support everyone in it. Y'all buy 2600, y'all buy BinRev, like the Binary Revolution magazine, why don't you maybe just chip in a couple bucks, help Cessna get these shirts rolling? That way we all have BinRev, and we got Default Radio, we got Under Fire Radio, we got Telco Surf, we got everything back in the community. Just pitch a little bit in. It can't hurt you. Well, what's $5 out of 3 months? I mean, in the long run, it's $5.
Again, I'm completely with you on this one. Donate to people. As soon as we finish this, I am going to be donating money to the EFF if they have an online thing.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, they do. So, they have set amounts here, or you can put in an amount you want. It goes for the set amounts. You've got $15 to $10,000. And they give you free stuff if you donate so much. Like, if you donate 65, you get a nice t-shirt, $100 hat or t-shirt. That hat or t-shirt goes all the way up to the champion level, which is at the 10,000. You get a polo shirt and hat. Which I for $10,000, you better be getting something good. But seriously, if I had that kind of money to just be able to donate $10,000 to somebody, you know, most definitely.
You know, I was flipping through old school Freak today, and I noticed a site that caught my eye. It was FreakVids. I downloaded the videos, and it was like the history of freaking and hacking and like the social disorder and how law enforcement taints us as these horrible people that just break into systems just to break into systems and destroy things. It was an interesting comment by one of the runners of a con. He said that a security analyst actually came up to him after the con and told him that they were really glad they came and that it gave them a better perspective on hackers and freakers and basically people that look for security vulnerabilities. And it surprises me that more people don't actually look at us that way. I guess the government still wants to portray us as like these Antichrist devil children running around with a computer going, ha ha, fuck you. You know, majority of us are just looking to learn about shit. Sure, we fuck around with a few things, but in the long run, we're not trying to hurt anybody. Most of us. There are some trons in the world. I don't understand. I don't even know how we're ever going to come out of it. Because, I mean, the government's tainted us so bad. And then we've got these little nutcases running around actually doing everything that they say. So the public's going to go, well, see, another hacker got locked up for doing this. But they can't trust him.
Honestly, I don't think we're going to come out of it. And if we do, it's not going to be for a long time. I mean, as far as hacking and freaking goes, I'm not exactly the biggest, smartest guy out there. I'm a complete noob at all of it. But I know where I stand with it. I'm, yet again, right alongside with you. We, like you said, we have been tainted by the government and just about every other big business out there. And big business is, they're slowly killing away, like, everything. I mean, not trying to bash people who've, like, succeeded beyond the normal level of what the quote-unquote norm of succeeding is, but, I mean, a lot of it, I mean, look at Microsoft. What was it, 2 months ago, 3 months ago? They got caught in their whole little piracy thing with the code from whoever it was. And, I mean, you heard about that, what, once? And they paid some huge settlement of money. And, you know, it's just like the lint out of their pockets.
Well, I mean, you got to figure, look how these operating systems came along. I mean, they were all basically fraudulently manufactured, stealing source code from each other back in the day when these things started. When Apple started, when everything started, everybody was stealing things from people. These people were making money off of stuff they stole in the first place. They got dishonestly. But then when something happens, when somebody steals something from them or somebody finds a way to do something to them, they flip out. Instead of actually asking that person what happened, they'll go ahead and just prosecute them. They don't care. I mean, money corrupted them. Why should they care? They got enough money, they can just pay $1 million to this person because they fucked this guy over. But when little hacker Joe over here comes along and like actually legitimately finds something wrong, oh, lock him up.
And you've got certain people. I can't think of what his name was. What the homeless hacker or whatever, was that what they called him?
Yeah, the homeless hacker.
Yeah, going around, and he ended up getting locked up.
People.
Yeah. I mean, you have all sorts of people, like, if you want to label people still. The white hat hackers, or whatever you want to call them. You have all sorts of those people going to jail. I mean, you have the exceptions where people, you know, small-time places where you can go up and be like, hey, you know, I found this flaw in your wireless point. why don't you do this, 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 and this, and fix it. Come here, and I'll show you exactly what it is, you know? And the little small business owner's going to be like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I had no idea. Because, you know, they don't know about that kind of stuff. Or, you know, then you go to a place like Microsoft. If you were standing there and, you know, they didn't have weapon encryption or whatever, you're like, hey, do this. Just encrypt it real quick, you know? I'm not saying that they don't because they're Microsoft. But in the event that they didn't and somebody came up and mentioned, hey, you're not encrypted. Again, I'm stretching it kind of far here, but just imagine the reaction they would have on that.
They would go crazy. They would go crazy. Like, what were you doing scanning our system anyway?
Exactly. And
well, I mean, look, why? Okay, if your own people didn't find it and I found it, why would you lock me up and not, like, fire them? I'm the one that found the vulnerability. I'm telling you about it straight out without damaging anything, yet you want to label me as like, a domestic terrorist. I'm a terrorist because I'm telling you how to fix your system. I didn't touch it, yet your security staff over here and your techs couldn't find anything wrong, but I'm the bad guy. Hey. If Microsoft wants to be that stupid, I mean, hey, let them.
I will agree again, but sadly we are running out of time, so we're going to have to cut this little rant short. But yeah.
We've been ranting for a little while.
Yeah, it's been about 15, 20 minutes now, actually. But anyway, so I guess we'll go ahead and close out. You have anybody you want to shout out to?
I got a couple of people to shout out to, like Natus, Lacutus, Doug, Decoder, yourself, Berserk, and anybody and everybody that's ever helped me in my pursuit for any kind of knowledge in the free scene. Thank you. You got props. Mad ups.
All right. I will go for mine then. First of all, thanks to you for being on the show. Again, Natus, not Theory. They've been giving me lots of help with Asterisk. They are the gods at that. As always, to Berserk, you know. The EFF, hell yes. Good stuff. Donate, bitches, do that. Anybody who upholds our privacy, you have to give them props. You know, the good people out there. I don't really have any other specific people to name, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, you know, I mean, I'd go longer if we could, but, I mean, hey, we got a time limit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would gladly rant some more, but time limits suck sometimes. So, anyway, close out the show. Go ahead and hit up telcosource.net and majestic.telcosource.net. Check those out. Download the PDFs and the files and the manuals and everything. Read them, learn them, memorize them. Do whatever you want to do. Learn it. It's good stuff. What else? Check out EFF.org. Donate. Seriously. $5 out of your pocket's not going to do much damage. I mean, even those in high school can do that. I can't really think of anything else that needs to be said. Donate, donate, donate. Support your scene. Email us, email at underfireradio.com, leave us a voicemail, 1-866-739-3960. Yeah, I think we're about done. So yeah, thank you again for being on the show.
Hey, that's no problem. I'm here anytime you need it.
Awesome. So yeah, I will catch you all on the flip side.
And as Decoder would say, everything is on default.
Classic line.